This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
It was a tale of two comics this week, Bill Bellamy, bright, boisterous, and then we had Josh Wolf in. It was yesterday, 1 hour later, equally as funny, equally as engaging, great stories, except he was as high as a kite. He had eaten way too many weed edibles too late in the day. He said, what do you take it at midnight or two?
When do you guess take he it? Takes it to sleep or something, or maybe he takes it like before one of his later shows. But yeah, it was just, he was still feeling it. And you could tell, man, he was just having a good old time.
He had a good pot laugh about it.
Because there's been time, yeah, great. I mean, he was cackling. You'll hear coming up just some cackles. And there's been times where he's come in here where it hasn't been that. He's just kind of been very, you know, whatever.
Well, remember, we had Kyle Dunnigan, who played the serial killer Craig on Reno 911, come in a few weeks ago, and he had also eaten a bunch of edibles, opposite effect. It gave him like a malaise about
right.
him. He was kind of, his brain, nothing was clicking, the needle was skipping, and I love Kyle Dunnigan, he's very funny, and I love his stand-up, and the Reno 911 is great, but he was under the influence, and it hit him in a different way, which you'll hear coming up with our friend Josh Wolf. It hit him in a good way for the show anyways. And you had a moment where at the end of sports, God, we had a laugh. At the end of sports, you were like, so I guess there was no sports, right? Did we get to any sports? Keith has a laugh. We have a laugh. And you're going to as well. Josh Wolf is going to be at McGoobie's tonight. Go see him. As I live and breathe. Josh Wolf.
Yeah. Okay. What's going on?
What's going on there?
I just saw Bill Bellamy in the lobby.
And?
Great guy.
One of the best.
Yeah, good dude.
Did you guys fight?
We did not fight.
Okay.
My question to you, which I wanted to ask, was did he have his sunglasses on?
The entire time.
Okay, I was just curious.
That would be a yes.
Because I was looking at him, and I have my sunglasses in my pocket, and I actually was thinking, I wish I was half as cool as him, because I would love to wear my sunglasses.
Let's
right
try
now.
It. Put them on. Let me see.
Well, these are actually, and now I'll tell you something. I love this music. Are we at a... You guys about to assassinate me in The Sopranos,
yes.
Or
Mike locked the door. Mike locked the door.
No, Josh, put your glasses on.
I wear my wife's sunglasses a lot because I refuse to buy expensive sunglasses,
me too.
And I break mine a lot, yes. So I just pick hers up when I'm walking. I believe these are hers.
Are they Frost or Grants?
I believe they're purplish.
They look nice.
They look nice, but would he be able to wear those for the entire hour in here?
I mean, you know what? I love the mood and the music. Yeah. I think the glasses fit. What do you? Nah.
I like them.
See, but
I'm not cool enough.
Here's what happened, Josh Wolf. I've already seen your eyes.
Yeah.
So had you come in with them on and I had not seen your eyes, now we had eye to eye contact.
Yeah,
now
I
it's
agree.
Gone. Now it's back. I like it.
And like I said, I think it takes a certain, and I'm not joking, it takes a certain level of cool that Bill Bellamy
100%.
That Bill Bellamy has.
100%.
That I do not.
Nope.
Well,
no.
If you want to keep those on the entire time, I will wear this necklace that I found in the parking lot the entire time.
It really sounds...
Did you find that in the parking lot?
Yeah, it's mine now. And I'm going to put this on.
I have to tell you, like...
Mike, would you mind latching this for me? I'm going to keep it on the rest
like
of the show.
Such, like... That sounded like...
Thank you, Michael.
Like, who says that? I'm going to wear this necklace I found in the parking lot. That is...
Wow. That is a bold necklace.
Yeah, now when you take that necklace off, if there's some sort of rash...
I feel like if I put this necklace on, I'm invincible for 30 seconds. I get a one-up against the boss.
You think it makes you invincible? Like
it looks like a video game power-up, be honest with me. Tell me that doesn't look like something you get in, like, Final Fantasy.
Aloy.
Aloy.
I present you. Aloy.
I have to tell you, the truth of the matter is... With that T-shirt, it goes pretty well. This is not terrible.
Okay, with this T-shirt, I look like I'm giving out jobs in a parking garage somewhere.
But if you put on this necklace, you may gain access to the fortress of destruction where the final boss awaits.
I mean, your cat is wearing sunglasses.
Found this on the way in. Like,
the T-shirt
what?
Too?
No, the shirt. Well, okay, I found the T-shirt in a lost and found. I find most of my things. Most of my world is just found objects. Hey, look, a rubber.
Yeah. Rubber.
I just keep everything I find.
Hey, look, a rubber.
Hey, I wanted to ask you when you came in.
Just in your mind, by the way, where were you in that scenario? Like, where were you? Were you
Build-A-Bear?
Okay, I'm just curious.
I was going to say parking lot. Parking lot would fit.
I'm just trying to fill in the... You're painting a world. I'm trying to fill it in a little bit.
Hey, talk to me about the logo on the zip-up. I noticed that you had a little
thing.
I'm
noticing a lot of logos.
I noticed some logos. The Buds and Roses.
Okay, so this is my weed store. Not the one I own, but this is the one I go to in L.A.
You got your card?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm
Everybody's
sick.
Got a card out there.
I'm sick.
What is it? What do you got?
What do I got?
Headaches? You have headaches?
You really want to know
you
what?
You can't sleep there, Josh Wolf.
Okay, so.
Like, your tum-tum? Is that your tum-tum?
I walk into the weed store to get my prescription for the very first time. And I have this whole story planned out because I'm a comic. I'm like, yeah. I know I fell off a slide when I was 12. I've had migraines.
Right. Nah. You're building the whole thing up.
So I walk into the office. And the guy, there's a list on the wall that says, if you have any of these symptoms, we'll give you your prescription. And I was like, oh, it's a cheat sheet. I don't need a story.
You have the teacher's edition of the book.
I've got the Cliff Notes right here. Yeah. So it's a list. It's in alphabetical. I decide I'm going to memorize the first one, which is an A word. I'm like, got it. A word. Got it. And I walk into the office, and I'm such a stoner. As soon as I sit down, the dude turns to me and goes, why do you feel like you need medical marijuana? And I forgot.
How authoritative was he?
He was not authoritative. As a matter of fact, it's the only time I've ever looked at the wall at a diploma and been like,
really?
I think you printed that out.
So he wasn't the kind of guy that made you sweat a little bit.
Why does that say Build-A-Bear? Why does that one say Build-A-Bear?
You weren't sweating a little bit with this guy. You're just like,
I'm sweating. Why? Because he's going to give me my prescription. So he's not actually doing anything to me. You know, if he had to do a medical procedure.
No, but you weren't worried that he's going to look at you and go, no.
Wait a second. Something's funny about this fella. Yeah,
you don't look like you have headaches.
No, because I saw the other people in the lobby. I'm like, I for sure look the most trustworthy out of everybody in here.
Yeah.
So I said to the guy, he goes, why do you feel like you need medical marijuana? And I completely forgot the word, the symptoms.
Yeah.
But I remembered it was A, and I remembered, you know, top of the list. So I just look at him and I go, autism? And he goes, nope. And then he said, you mean anxiety? I go, that's it.
That's the one.
I'm super anxious. I might get autism someday. Can you give me my prescription? Like it was, but they didn't care. I have a friend of mine who went in the first time. He was like, my foot's hurt. And the guy was like, sounds like you need some weed. He's like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So what is Josh Wolf? We use Joe Castle all weekend long.
Yeah.
What is the, do you have a regular go-to that your product or do you sample all different? Do you have a regular routine or you're all over the map?
I mean, I answer yes to all those questions.
All of them.
So my regular routine is I love Chiba Chews, which are edible. Chiba Chews. They're nice. My favorite.
Chocolate, gummy, what is it?
They're little Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, cool.
Check these things out, man.
They are delicious. And I don't want to say
how strong?
180 milligrams.
That seems like a lot to me.
That's a lot of milligrams.
Well, that's because you're, a child.
Oh. No, you're 100% right. You're 100% right.
Oh, my God. Look at the quad.
No, I would be laid up for days.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much. I'm sorry that I actually stopped eating them for a while because I wanted my tolerance to go down. Because that's not fun. Like, I want to be able to get high.
Right.
I don't want to,
And in what capacity do you use them?
Well, I fly. That's how I go to sleep.
Okay.
But also, my late shows. I get generally late show Saturday is super loose.
Have a little fun.
That's the best way I can put it is it's super loose.
This show's for me. This show's for me.
So I always tell people, look, if you like the kind of show where the guy on stage is a little high and you don't know where it's going to go and it might be great and it might be the worst thing you've ever seen, come to the Saturday Night Show.
If you watch NASCAR for the car wrecks... Come Saturday.
But it's going to be a much slower car wreck. You're going to see it
much more funny.
Do you use it, A, just for fun in that sense, but also maybe like as an experimental thing? Because like you said, you don't know where it's going to go.
Yes.
So you were like, whoa, that kind of works. Let me make a mental note of that. Well, just like a musician who gets completely zonked out of his mind and goes into the studio and just starts doing whatever.
Exile on Main Street, Rolling Stone, that album... Anything that they recorded there at that mansion would not have turned out as great as it was if they weren't just completely sideways.
I have to tell you, if I'm being completely honest with
you. Please.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, of course.
The Saturday Late Show for me. So what it allows me to do, because no matter what, unless maybe if you're Chappelle or a couple of other just geniuses, there's always that little bit of yourself that has that little bit of fear where you're like, I don't want to try that, or maybe I shouldn't do this. And the weed for me just takes that little wall away.
Nice. Yeah.
And you know what else it does, man? And this has been very curious for me, and it's why I've started doing it more. I was always scared to do it. But then, you know what? It's changed my sober sets because it mellows me out, right? So the first couple times I did it, I go, okay, I don't want to get too out there. Let me just do the set that I know. But it changed the way I told stories. And some parts of my stories, it made me realize, oh, I need to settle into this part. And it's funnier when I'm more relaxed.
Yeah.
So it taught me a lot about just settling into a bunch of stuff.
Josh Wolf.
Now, you admitted off-air. Can I say what you admitted to, that you're still feeling a little...
Yeah.
He dosed. He's
he's high right now.
He medicates. I mean, he needs his medicine.
Yeah. I took my edible a little later than usual last night, and it stuck with me.
It's still sticking with you.
So here I am. I
love it.
Yeah, so do I. But like, I woke up this morning and I was like, I need to shave my tongue. Like, it's a little thick. Yeah. You know?
I think I have too many fingers.
Yeah, it's. But I love. I love the edible high more than the smoking high. I love the whole body.
It was a discussion all last year into this year. Around here, it's about to shake loose with the medicinal marijuana, the dispensaries, all that sort of stuff. And some of these places, are going to have, like, the tinctures. I don't think we're going to get the Cali, Denver, Colorado level of, like, chocolate bars and Stars of Death. And
yeah, you will.
At first.
Well, it completely depends.
It all comes at once.
But it depends. Are they only medical dispensaries and not recreational dispensaries?
Right now it's going to be medicinal and eventually recreation.
Okay, so if it's real, real, real medicinal, like, and they're, then you might not have, like, the Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah. Now, let me tell Josh, it's funny because I've told these guys a story. Years ago, I spent time in L.A. and got to see some of the dispensaries out there. And this piggybacks your story of the guy being like, what do you have? It starts with an A.
Yeah.
Anal warts. That's it. Go ahead. Yeah. Here's your pod card. Yeah. I go into one of the only ones I visited. The guy has got a lab coat on, but he has a Grateful Dead t-shirt and is watching Die Hard on a TV VCR combo.
Yeah.
And I go to, like, talk to him, and he shushes me. This is my favorite part. Man, Carl always gets it. All right, what can I help you with?
You know what I do like, though?
The lab coat, unnecessary.
Totally unnecessary. What I do like, though, is what I like about the dispensaries is that this was the worst part about buying weed from your drug dealer, is that you had to sit down on the couch and smoke. Like,
you had to get high with him.
Yeah, you're like, hey, you sit down.
Really didn't
Come
want
on, Daryl, I got
to
sit down with you and smoke.
You're trying to burn one of these?
Yeah.
Your couch smells like pee.
You had your night planned out. You wanted to get your stuff. You wanted to go back to your place.
And Daryl wants you to sit with him for like 45 minutes. You watch People's Court, bro? No, man.
Like, it's like the stoner tax you had to pay.
It was the worst.
Daryl wasn't available, so he's like, My buddy's going to meet you instead. You're like, oh, now I got a stranger in my midst.
So
he's going to meet you instead.
The very first drug dealer house I ever went to, and this was like, because in high school, my brothers got me my drugs if I wanted them, right? Because they were at the college. I grew up in Massachusetts, and there were five colleges in my town, and my brother went to one of them. And if I needed weed, I just went
to him.
Very
easy.
Right? Yeah. But San Antonio, again, where I went to college, the first time I ever had to go to a drug dealer's. So I go to a drug dealer with my buddy Chris. And Chris is a handsome kid. And so we walk in and we're at the door. And the guy looks at me and looks at Chris. And he goes, pretty boy's going to wait outside. And I was like, oh. And at first I thought he was talking to me. And he was like, not you, man. This guy.
Struggly ass in here.
Damn.
So I come in and sit down. And he's got this Doberman. And it's just eyeballing me the whole way. rigid, growling. And he goes,
now, is that a necessary a necessity or is it totally
it's an intimidation. It's an intimidation tactic, which is working very well. Because I'm I'm like 18, man.
But what level is this guy at that he needs a Doberman?
Yeah, that's what but he kind of looks like Gary Oldman from True Romance.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
He looks like a Drexel.
He kind of looks like Drexel.
Is it White Boy Day?
Yeah, and he's doing a lot of. I didn't know it was White Boy Day.
It's White Boy Day?
Right, so I walked in.
Favorite movie.
And, mine too, dude.
Love it.
So good, right?
I'll be your egg roll.
I went on, I'm on record, and people are arguing with me about on Twitter about this last week. Brad Pitt, in that movie, best stoner in any movie ever.
A lot of cameos.
How much Subi honey did he sell with that little Subi honey makeshift bong?
Come on, don't you condescend me, man, is one of the best. I'll kill you. But I walk into the drug dealer and he goes, sit down right there. And he goes, I'm going to go back.
Why is it such an authoritative confrontational dealing?
Right now it's a pissing contest.
Yeah. I'm like, what is going to wait?
And he just goes, lady, watch him. So I'm sitting on the couch.
So the Doberman's name is Lady.
Lady comes. And so I'm sitting on the couch and it's a low couch. So lady's face is right here. Right. It's where eye level. And lady stays, doesn't get any closer than like 2 feet, but stares and just growls all the time. And dude was gone. Look, I'm only getting a little sack, man. You know what I mean? He was definitely, you know, making sure.
Sweating you out.
Yeah. So I'm having the worst time of my life. I have flop sweats. And he comes out. He goes, why are you sweating, man? You cops? I'm like, no. Yeah, I'm 18. You look like Drexel. And there's a Doberman 2 feet away from my face growling. And he's like, you sweating? The cops? Somebody coming to meet us here? And I was like, no. And he was like, you want to tell me again? Is somebody coming to meet us here? I'm like, no, man. Hey, nobody's coming to meet us here. I'm sweating it out. He goes, why don't you stand up for me real quick? He goes, do it slow, though. And I stand up real quick. He goes, turn around. And I turn around. And he touches the lower part of my back. He was like, okay. And he hands me a sack. And he just gives me this list of rules. He goes, next time you come, I don't want to see a pretty boy with you. You said, hey, don't wear a hat in my house. You get this whole list of stuff.
Really?
By the way, I never went back. But
yeah,
but,
that's really good. Like, so at no point of customer service.
I'm never let up. For, never let
I'm,
up.
I'm waiting for him to break the tension.
No.
It never happened. Like he smacks you on the ass. Hey,
no,
hey,
never happened.
I just do it as a friend.
So I'm scared out of my mind. I've had the worst 5-10 minutes of my life. I'm sweating. My underarms sweating. I'm sweating. And I walk out and pretty boy surrounded by 3 beautiful women high-fiving people. He's like, what's going on, man? Hey, yeah, we're doing you guys done already? I'm like, what are you doing out here?
I got the drugs.
Did you at least bang one of the chicks?
No, wait, here's the thing. He goes, they're going to want to come.
Yeah.
He goes, they want to come smoke with us. We don't have enough. Why don't you go back in and get some more? I'm like, you go back in.
No.
You go back in.
No.
You go back in.
Josh Wolf's going to be Magoobies this week at Magoobies.com. Check him out. Where can people find the podcast you do with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Oh, it's called Prince and the Wolf, and it's a podcast with Freddie Prinze Jr. We talk about everything from he loves WWE. He's a UFC guy. He's had an incredible career in Hollywood. We talk about parenting. We talk about a little of everything.
Hell yeah, man. It's been a pleasure, Josh.
Thanks for having me,
guys.
Take
care, buddy.
We now take you behind the curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
This has been another fantastic week behind us, looking forward to others in front of us, of Spiegel revelations. And there was some involving soup, some involving family, and some involving the smell of pants. The old poop pants. A little stinky.
Yeah, this, I mean, Mike is...
This is old news. Mike just loves to rehash.
Yeah, Mike is kind of enlightened me to a problem I was having, and changed my life. Really, I don't even remember how we got into this discussion.
We were talking about you farting, and I had thought that you had farted in a production studio one day, but it turns out it was your pants.
Right, my pants, because I had worn. I used to wear pants on the weekend when I. Sometimes don't shower, and so this started to smell, and I didn't realize it, and then I would come to work wearing those pants. No. And Mike, of course, would pick up on them, being that he's Rain Man.
Who do we think?
Wolverine knows.
I'll take this in a direction that just popped into my brain. If we were to order the people, like who is the grossest on the show to least gross?
Oh, boy.
Well.
I think I might be in the running for grossest. My shoes stink.
I change my underwear every day, but I'll wear a pair of jeans for about 8 days in a row.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Longer than that. Trust me, I'll wear them for a month. As long as they're no visible stains and they don't smell bad.
Yeah, I'll throw them in the freezer after about 30 days just to kill the bacteria. I pick my nose and clean my ears in public.
Yep, me too.
I wash my hair twice a week.
If I'm not working out, I shower like once every 2 days.
I went to bed last night disgusting from a workout. Stuck to the sheets. I actually woke up and had to powder my huevos because they were just glued to me. I think I got to say, I'm probably the grossest person on the show. Not meaning I'm a gross person, but Josh, you know, you're I'm not going to call you a germaphobe.
He's a germaphobe.
But he's pretty clean. You don't like touching stuff you're not familiar with, eating stuff you're not familiar with.
You don't pick. You don't pick your nose like when you're at home?
Yeah. You don't even touch yourself.
No. Never pick your nose?
If there's an itch, I might stick my finger in it, but I would wash my hand first so I don't put a germy
finger. But I mean, if you're exhaling through your nose and you feel a boog dislodge, what do you do?
I'll usually rub the outside.
I'm going right in. Deep.
I'm touching the bottom of my brain trying to get that thing.
Dare I say Mike Lee might be the least gross. I don't know why.
Is that
accurate? Then maybe me and Justin are tied for like second or third.
Sometimes it depends
Josh
on the,
probably least.
Yeah, sometimes it depends on the day. You know, I mean, there's times on the weekend where you feel lazy and you don't do anything. You don't take a shower, wash your clothes.
You know, what I started doing in the past few years is not just rolling over and going to bed after sex. That's a recent thing. That's probably a past 4 or 5 years thing. It used to just be, ugh.
Yeah, that's usually what I do.
Woke up awful. Just terrible. Not feeling good.
Or the worst is when you wake up and then you go to pee and it's an issue.
Oh, yeah. It hangs a hard right on you. It just splashes in the wrong direction. Ugh. Yeah. Yuck. Well, coming up, another Spiegel revelation on Behind the Curtain. All right, neglected texts, neglected tweets, Instagrams, tweets, DMs, what have you. Send it our way.
This weekend's weather was bad, but I'm sure you guys have had worse winds in the studio from Spiegel's big, fat, hairy, stinky ass.
Do we need to get that?
He doesn't fart in the studio.
He doesn't.
He's never farted. He doesn't fart while he's awake.
He waits
when he's asleep.
Just because I'm on the radio doesn't mean I don't have feelings.
The feelings went out the window a long time ago. I've learned that. Even with something like when I just bring up the dog or something, I'm just like, hey, man, I'm having a tough go with this dog. Boop, pussy, suck it up, loser. It's like, dude, it's just immediate just teeth and fangs and claws just ripping you apart.
But no, Josh conducts himself like a professional here at work and does not do such things. And he waits until he's in the privacy of his own home like a gentleman.
We're one of the production studios.
Are you claiming that he farts in production studios?
No, I do not.
Are you claiming that he farts in production studios?
All I know is one time I went to ask him something. Uh-huh. I opened that door, and it was like opening a porta potty.
And I told you what happened was when
What happened? I want to hear this.
This was when I was wearing pants over and over after I had worn them on the weekend when I didn't shower.
Okay.
So they were stinky.
Let me just stop you there.
Yeah.
It's probably a better story if you just say you farted. Because the fact that you're wearing
no, I don't do that anymore.
And you were wearing fecal-ridden stinky pants.
Yes.
No, but that's worse. Just say you farted.
I know.
Just admit to farting.
That
your pants reeked so bad of feces that it was stinking up a production room is worse. That's worse.
I already have admitted to not washing my ass until I was 10, so.
So he's open.
Yeah.
Why would he lie about that?
That train left a long time.
No, I'm just saying a more common, more acceptable storyline is just, hey, I farted, I'm sorry.
All right.
Not that my pants reek so bad.
But I just learned that I have to wash my pants after wearing them when I haven't showered. I just learned that a couple years ago.
Gotcha.
And that's probably thanks to Mike, so good job.
Any chance?
No, that happens to everybody. I had to wash a pair of jeans. I never wash jeans unless I have to. And this one pair, like you said, smelled like butt. So.
Oh. Hey, yeah. Like I said the other day, we may have checking accounts and credit cards and stock market and internet. But we're just animals.
Oh, it's all we
we're
are.
We're animals.
We're savages.
And guess what? Animals have scents and smells and stinks and leavings and they're just yeah.
Wow. Please, just I think we need some fresh springtime sleep audio.
It's like farting into a bowl of chili. Sounds like chili.
It's like farting through two slices of Swiss. You're just farting through cheese.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Pitch a Bitch Wednesday. We are on our... What week of doing this, Michael?
Third or fourth?
Yeah, I think we're on number three or four.
I think three.
I think it's going to stick around for a bit. I think, you know, we have bits that have come and gone, and, you know, some stuff eventually starts to get a little mold on it. We'll go ahead and chuck it in the trash can. Some stuff will forever be evergreen. But I think we might have something we could have some fun with for a little bit. You say you made a comment off the air that the listeners really seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, and even somebody in the building, another producer that works here, was like, oh, I love that new segment you guys are doing every Wednesday.
It's who said one. That?
Jacob Young.
Oh. Who cares what Jacob thinks?
Good Jacob. Sweet Jacob. Sweet, sweet Jacob. Sweet always leaves his social media open in the production studio, Jacob. Sweet constantly leaves his Facebook open for me to post in his name, Jacob. Jacob, we love you, but for the love of God, sign out of your Facebook page.
I'm afraid to even mess around with people's anymore.
I think I've kind of aged out of screwing around with people's social media. Maybe that's a break. Maybe times you've had somebody that you knew, oh, hey, I left my Twitter open. Somebody tweeted out a link to Cowboys for Angels, the all-male escort website in your name, or, you know, some foul picture of your backside on Facebook for your entire family
to
see.
Yeah, is that... At this point in time, has it become like too invasive? Like, is that like going through somebody's medicine cabinet? If you go into their Facebook and post something, if they leave it open,
yeah, it's like rooting through their phone, or yeah, like you said, rooting through the medicine cabinet, or going through their laundry.
What was the one that you did that was the atom bomb that kind of?
Oh yeah, this was years ago, and
was it?
It shook
Chris?
Me to my core. It was one of our guy I love and work with all the time for Ravens.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
I won't say his name.
Something about wiping a butt.
Yeah, I said he left his Facebook open and I couldn't resist, like most people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't you hate when you don't wipe properly and your ass itches all day?
That's what it was.
Jesus. Which I thought was hilarious.
That's funny.
It's not like I used the N-word or did something that's going to end somebody's career. Just something stupid. And he came storming in there screaming. I mean, he was at an 11. I mean, complete rage. And my
over that,
boss.
Over a butt joke?
Yeah, and my boss was in there at the time, too.
Did you have to cop to it right there?
No, I sat there, like, he's screaming, like, who did this? Because there's a bunch of other producers in the lounge with me at computers, and he's screaming at the top of his lungs, and I was so, like, shaken that I didn't even respond initially, and then he stormed back out because he was board hopping at the time, and I'd go back to the show. And then I told him, I was like, yeah, it was me. And I eventually went and apologized to him, but like our boss was in there and he's like, what did you write? Like he thought, you know, obviously that it was something way worse.
Super, like
women Korean. Shouldn't be allowed to vote this station.
Do you remember his reaction? Pittsburgh. Do you remember his reaction when you initially told him?
I think he knew, but for whatever reason didn't single me out at the time. But he cooled off by then. This was like 2 hours later when the show was over and he was off his shift. I approached him and was like, you know, I didn't mean to piss you off or what have you.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, that's the bitch we'll pitch this weekend. Quit screwing with people's social media that ain't yours. Maybe we'll talk about it coming up this week. But here we go. It was another edition of a Pitch a Bitch Wednesday on Behind the Curtain. All right. 410-338-1098. It's Pitch a Bitch Wednesday. Your complaints, our airwaves. Let's see who's been holding for a little while. Thank you, everybody, for holding. Let's go to Jim in Hampstead starting off. Jim, thank you for holding, buddy.
I think it's Tim. Let me check. Yeah, the license says Tim.
Copy that. Hey.
I like that.
Right off the bat.
I like that.
Hard
right
of
hearing
off the bat. What's up?
So, here's my bitch, fellas. I took some advice from some idiots. You people in position of authority, somebody I thought could help. Mm-hmm. And these morons convinced me that it would be a good idea to let my testosterone build up.
What yeah. dumb mother
turns
told
out
you to
it
do
was
that?
A dumb idea because it causes aggression. I've lost my job. My wife won't talk to me. My kids won't come near me. So I just hope those guys get what's coming to them.
God bless. God bless. There he goes. Jim Tom checking in about the abstinence challenge I guess he took part in. I'm sorry for your divorce and your unemployment. Let's go to Brandon in Baltimore. Brandon, good morning.
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 Bad morning.
Yeah, my bitch this morning is people that weasel their way in to managerial positions that have no background. I'm in construction, and you have a very particular set of skills, and some dude weasels his way in to a manager's position and proceeds to try to tell you how to do your job when he has no clue how to do it.
He's got no how do you know this? He's got no resume? His resume doesn't hold up?
Yeah, he's basically just, he had a couple of, jobs in construction, but, he's had a couple of years experience, but I have, over 14.
Ugh.
Did you throw your hat into the ring? Did you throw your hat into the ring for this gig? Did you step up?
I've only been there for a year. Okay. This dude's been there a little longer.
Doesn't matter.
That's what got him the job.
Yeah, but did you put your name in?
They haven't opened a position yet. Believe me, when they do, it my hat will definitely be in there. But it's like the dude, he got the job because he brought the real nice pair of knee pads.
I got you. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Hello there.
You got someone doing someone a favor, which
hey. Maybe you should learn to brown nose a little bit better.
Get up in between them cheeks.
Step up.
Get betwixt them biscuits. Your future awaits.
I think we all got this job.
I mean, kidding me? Somewhere Dave Hill's got an ear-to-ear grin. Let's go to Rob in Cockeysville. Rob in Cockeysville. Pitch a bitch Wednesday. Good morning, Rob.
What's happening, guys? Good morning, fellas. Good morning, Josh, Scott, and Justin.
Morning. Oh, hey.
Good morning.
Check it out. So it seems like nowadays, if you talk to a young person and say, hey, do you want to go to college or do you want to learn a trade? They look at you like you're crazy because nobody would even consider a trade. The thing about that is there's a ton of money out here.
Yes.
There's nobody qualified to fill these jobs.
Mike Rowe has sung that song for many years now. This generation and generation before and after, it's happened for decades. Children think they're going to get a job that they want, not the one that they need. Hell, go for a dream, but learn a trade.
It's like when I put the application out, let's say I put something on Craigslist or whatever, wherever you go to find employees, the line of people at the door looks like they're on their way to a methadone clinic. They're all a bunch of losers. Like, I get the bottom rung of society. It's like, dude, it seems like they can teach a dolphin to put a green ball in a green cup and get a fish, but I can't teach a grown man to prep a car the right way because I'm too busy on Instagram.
I was going to say, so what do you do exactly? What kind of trades are we talking here?
I paint cars.
Paint cars. It's great money, but
it's really hard, labor-intensive work, and everybody just wants to, play on their phone, sleep in their car, take long breaks, and come in late, leave early.
Not put on their gas mask and just hoof it in.
Do work.
There was a whole special on that the other day about how the trade workers are just drying up in this country.
Thank you, buddy. There's
not even people to build houses anymore. They can't find good laborers and people that know how to... string, whatever the hell those things are called, those joists. They don't know anything.
Carpentry. HVAC.
No, that's what this country was built on. My uncle remodeled kitchens and bathrooms his whole life, and that's what he was a trade. And he came to my house and did my bathroom, and you watch the man work, and you're like, he's an artist. And
I'm
he
just
knows
waiting
everything.
For my Instagram account to take off.
And there's a huge void in this country, and like he said, there's money to be made. And good money, but you're going to need to bust your ass a little bit.
You're not kidding. You learn some HVAC. Join the
IBEW.
Lay some brick. Dig a ditch. Honest day's work. See if you can give Mike a job on the weekend so he can move into somewhere nicer. Yeah. Not all of you are going to be YouTube stars, okay? All right, let's all go out to Dean in Baltimore. Dean Ambrose, the Lunatic Fringe. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, buddy.
Hello.
My bitch this morning is I had one knock on my window. I was out here plowing snow and shoveling since 9 o'clock last night in this parking lot. And so there's about three cars in this parking lot, and there's probably 250 spots.
Yeah.
And about 4:30, quarter to 5, I finally decide I'm going to sit back and get a couple minutes sleep. And I fall asleep for about 10 minutes, and here the security guard comes up and knocks on my window and says to me, excuse me, sir, but it's back in parking only. Can you turn your car around?
There's nobody there.
I lost my mind. I said, I'll back it up as soon as you get behind it.
Hey, here we go. I like that. Good sizzle. Good sizzle. Thank you for the call, buddy. Good luck. All right, let's go to a caller that wants to complain about an earlier caller. What's up, Ray?
Hey, guys. This is Ray from Catonsville.
Hey, what's up, Ray?
I'm calling about the guy bitching about not being able to find good help. I've been an HVAC tech for almost 10 years, and if these assholes would give us a decent wage and take care of us, we'd be wanting to work for them.
He was doing car painting, though. Kind of two different industries there, right?
Right, right. I'm just saying, I'm in the trades, and these guys want to treat you like workhorses, and once they're done with you, they take you out back and shoot you.
Throw you onto the wood pile.
Maybe you need to find a new company.
Yeah, got to find a better company.
I'm working for myself right now, but, you know, it's hard, guys. Yeah.
All right, man. All right. Well, good luck in the hunt.
We're white collar workers. We're soft.
Oh yeah. Oh, my hands are like marshmallow. You could just sandwich a slice of chocolate and a graham cracker over top of my right hand and make a little bitch s'more.
We wouldn't last a day.
Oh no. Chinese takeover. I'm a pet. Someone has me on a leash. I'm a pet within 24 hours. I'll run ass first into whatever Chinese captain's barracks there are. Let's go to line 3, Mike in Belcamp. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Spiegel, Scott, Robot Boy.
Hey, there we go.
Hello. Hi. Robot Boy, hey. I like that.
That's me.
My bitch is about people parking on Mulberry Street after 4 o'clock. Never fails. Coming up Green Street, leaving near the stadium, trying to turn right on the 40 to get home. It's a 3-lane road after 4 o'clock, and every day there are cars just parked on that right-hand lane. Gums up that whole artery.
Yeah.
Yeah, appreciate that.
That used to happen on Boston Street, shooting out the city. Like after 4 o'clock, it becomes two lanes because they want everybody to get out of the city. One or two people don't move their car.
Tell you what, we might have shaken something loose here with this whole manual labor talk. People are checking in.
Yeah, I don't remember where I saw that special, but it was about the trade industries is drying up in this country.
We've become like, we don't do stuff, we move money, we comment, we do videos, but actual crafting, manufacturing seems to have gone the way of the dodo. But people are saying, and I gotta say, they're not wrong, because I remember my dad telling me, don't do what I do. Look at my knuckles, look at my knees, look at my hands, they're cracked and worn and broken. He would actively come home and be like, don't do what I do, do something else. Jeremy Roman writes, blame the boomers. They raised us to look down on manual labor and then scoff when they're too lazy. And then Jim Grove, what's up, buddy? Here's my bitch. Tired of people in construction complaining that no one has experience, but then also adamantly refuse to train anyone. The grizzled vet on site. Like, you don't train the kid because you're upset that they don't already know what to do, but someone's got to teach them what to do. Yeah. So it's
it's a catch 22.
Why am I talking like Seinfeld?
It's time to go behind the curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
How often are you having sex? Josh does a story earlier in the week. We decide to follow up on it that a study finds that the healthiest couples have sex once a week. Less healthy couples, less so. And having sex more than once a week, frankly, it doesn't really help very much. Now, let's get into this, because someone tacked this on, and Scott called it, that there was going to be these braggarts, so I'm having sex 15 times a day, and we're hanging from the rafters, and we have a regulation swing, and my sex begins with a greased up left foot and a running start. We started getting the texts in about, oh yeah, I'm having sex like 2 hours at a time. No, you're not.
Yeah, unless they're early 20s.
Dude, even in my early 20s, you mean to tell me you have a guy in his early 20s with the stamina to last 120 minutes.
Oh, yeah, the 2 hours. I mean, yeah, even if
like
you
do. Like the season finale of an HBO show, no chance.
Yeah, like a lot of women after a certain period of time just lose sensation. Even a guy, like after a certain period of time, your can only handle so much.
A woman's genitalia can only hold so much. I mean, after a while, there's going to be abrasions that are going to require cooling salves in some medicinal treatments for. And, okay, maybe if you're talking 2 hours from hardcore heavy petting session, maybe a little foreplay, and you're working up to it. And even then, I ain't got 2 hours to dedicate to that.
Yeah, that's a long time, unless you're under the influence of something.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're the influence, like you've been drinking a bunch, or you've been doing whatever nefarious narcotic, a 2 hour lovemaking session sounds miserable. And all kinds of people were checking in. Not only are they hooking up 4 to 5 times a day, but they're having these big, epic, marathon-like lovemaking sessions. Hear about it now on Behind the Curtain. We talked about how many times you and the significant other were getting it in a week.
Justin Scott and Spiegel, 98rock98online.com.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the no sex, no fap challenge that we were embarking on. We tried not to have any kind of release for 3 weeks. We all lasted about a week. Speak of a cave day one. Dude, just sex drive is out of control. He couldn't.
Crazy.
He had to release.
He's a damn sexual tyrannosaurus.
And I guess we started talking about, how do we get into this? How often are you having sex?
He did a story.
I did a story.
Oh, is that what it was? It was a story about, yeah, people that have sex.
Yes.
How often they're having sex at different stages in their life. And
survey
that.
Of 30,000 people. Remember, over the span of 40 years.
Yes.
Social psychology and personality science says the happiest couples only hooked up once a week. Having sex less frequently than that, though, might cause problems. Having sex more than that doesn't appear to help. The 18 to 29-year-old demographic, which doesn't usually have work deadlines or little ones knocking on the door, did the deed twice a week. Works out to 112 times a year. Those over the age of 30 with children, mortgages, and crumbling dreams, that number drops to 86 times a year, just over 1.6 times a week. And then out come the perverts. We start getting people texting in left and right. Oh, man, 7 times a week. 45 times a week.
Yeah, but like I said, it's only the people that are having a lot of sex that are checking in. Mm. And I think it's a vocal minority at this point.
Yeah, I got a couple of badasses checking in. They're just going through box springs.
I think that that's the norm.
I don't think that is either. Yeah, I think people are bragging about that.
Right.
But that's
sexual
not Johnny
braggers.
Average.
No, they, of course, because they have something to brag about.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have anything to brag about. I'm not knocking the bottom out of it all the time.
Do you know how easy it was for me to do the challenge in my house? If it was the don't have sex in 3 months challenge, guess who's winning?
I'd probably take second.
Mike, you know, you're in a healthy, committed relationship with a beautiful young woman with a successful career and a gorgeous haircut. How about me, the Anderson household? Old corn porn tangeray.
Average. Yeah? Maybe a handful of times a month.
Okay. Well, there you go.
But, you know, I'm happy with that.
You have sex only a handful times a month?
A handful?
Mm-hmm.
Just a handful. Depends on how big that hand is.
What, you think I'm doing it every day?
I mean, you do have a high drive.
Oh, I do. I just assumed you did it more.
Well, it also has to do with the other person, you know?
Yeah, once you live with each other, you are pretty much repulsed by one another's presence at all times. You hate the way that they chew.
So you only do it a few times a month.
That's what he said.
What?
I think that's normal.
Yeah, I do too.
Josh strikes me as a twice a weeker.
I don't understand. What is the problem?
I just think as much as Mike talks about sex.
I do not talk about sex at all.
Well, you're disgusting.
But like I said, he's one part of this equation. There's another part of the equation that has to also be ready, willing, and able.
A disgusted, unwilling party. Just a repulsed, get your hands off of me party. I hate the way you eat your green beans. For the love of God, wash your ass party. Do you always have to fart up the bed while I'm trying to go to bed? Party. Yes, it is a dance of two.
Twice a month.
So 410-338-1098. We want to talk to you. Based on that study, once a week seems to be the average, seems to be the best. Anything more doesn't really seem to be helping. Anything underneath that could cause some problems. Give us a ring. What's your average?
Be honest. I just don't want people, I mean, look, be honest whether it's high or whether it's low, but I just don't want the braggarts to call.
Oh, man, it's like four times a day, brother. Woo! Oh, man, it's lit AF at the scrapyard.
And I don't want to hear from people that also are like...
The person that's like, it's just been 17 years.
Yeah.
Like Dwight, our buddy Dwight. Oh.
How often are you having sex? Study said there was a study about 30,000 people. The study went on for like 40 years.
That's a crazy that long.
It's a long study about sex. And part of it said, you know, as you do hit the milestones in life, it does kind of taper off a little bit. It said about once a week is healthy. Anything less than that might cause you some problems in a relationship. Anything more than that doesn't really equate to any more happiness. I think I'm cliff noting and paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm getting it right. Doesn't matter. All we want to know is how much you banging.
Steve Sadler
says,
be honest. About 3 to 5 times a week.
Wow, good for you.
The same for Samantha Joy. God bless. Three to five times a week.
Mike, can we?
Kind of a poll.
Can we? When we go to the phones, okay. Should we start with age and current life status?
Yeah, it's good.
Also, I want to know the tenure of the relationship.
That's what I mean. Current life, like married, okay. How long, and kids.
Exactly. Yeah. If you got 3 kids running around, you've been married for 8 years, and you're still getting it in once a week, a tip of the hat to you. If you're going at it once a month and you're newlyweds, time to talk to a counselor. 410-338-1098. 3 to 5 seems to be
a week.
The average. People are checking in. 3 to 5. 2 to 5. Anywhere from 2 to 4. Well, let's go to the phones. Let's see who's been holding for a little bit. Let's talk to Travis in Church Hill. Travis, thank you for holding, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning, sir.
I feel like we're just going to get all the sexual braggarts coming
out. All right, so it's funny you guys do this on Pitch a Bitch Wednesday, because let me tell you.
Uh-oh.
So I'm 20.
Yeah.
My girl is 20. Mm-hmm. I'm 22. Got our own place. No kids. Mm-hmm. Just 2 little dogs running around.
Mm-hmm.
We do it twice a month, maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
The well's run dry.
The well has run dry. There's always some kind of ailment. Oh, I got a headache. Oh, I'm tired. It's always something, you know?
Oh, man.
Damn, already. You're 22 and she's 20, and that's already happening? You guys should be knocking boots left and right, hanging from the freaking chandeliers.
Tell you, man. Yeah, it's time to see a counselor, buddy, like you said, man.
Yeah, go talk to somebody, buddy. Get it all. Get it. You got to get it in.
Let me ask you this. Why don't you just dump her ass?
Whoa.
I mean, she's only 22. Is this your forever girl?
We've been together 5 years. I think there's something worth working out there, you know?
Mm-mm.
So if you're 22, you met when you were 17,
yeah,
she met when she was 15? No.
Yeah, man.
Nah, you gotta dump her and move on. You gotta go live some life.
Yeah, you gotta.
Maybe you'll reconnect later in life, but blow it up. Throw a grenade into it.
Get it out.
Get him out. Go home to mommy.
Yeah, exactly. This ain't the... She ain't your forever girl. You ain't her forever guy.
Blow it up.
Get it going. Let's talk to who else has been holding for a little bit. Chad and Harvard or Grassi. Let's talk to Chad. Chad, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man.
How many times a week? Or how often?
Probably 2 to 3.
I think we're leading them with the week question. It's just how often are you having
sex?
Yeah,
how often? How long have you been married, first and foremost?
We've been together for close to 3 years now.
3 years? Kids?
Yeah, we got 3.
3 kids?
Ooh.
And you're still 2 or 3 times a week?
Yep. We actually have opposing schedules. I work during the day. She works at night. Usually, you know, we'll hook up before she goes in or once she gets home.
What's your favorite position?
Hey-o.
Hey, take it away.
Yeah?
Well, I call it the Spiegel sweep. I just, you know, come in the door and just sweep her up and just throw her down.
Oh.
The old Spiegel sweep.
Ah, the old sweep.
Yeah.
Legendary. Very, very nice. It's in the extended edition of the Kama Sutra. Got to pay extra for that one.
Spiegel sweep.
The old Spiegel sweep. Actually, all that is just a low kick. Sweeps her legs out from under her, catches her, and throws her onto a kitchen counter and says, make me some oatmeal. Let's go to Kevin in Delaware. Kevin in Delaware, good morning.
What's going on, guys?
First question, Kevin. How old are you, Kevin?
I am 29. My wife, she's 5 years older than me. She's 34.
Nice. Got yourself a little bit of a cougar. And how often?
Twice a week. I'm just like the last caller. I work overnight. She works during the day. So we're on a schedule. So my 2 nights off, I'm here. I try to, get some. I'm actually decided tonight. Tonight's my night off, so.
Oh, so you're going to have sex tonight?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's your plan?
Oh, yeah.
How does it go down?
I'm married and 3 kids. As soon as the kids go to sleep, man, upstairs and roll her on the side. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. She's up there waiting for you.
Well, yeah, she'll be waiting over for you? Is this you both post-shower? What happens?
Nah, usually I'm texting her because she's like downstairs doing something. She has her little business.
And you text her like, can you come upstairs and play with my penis?
Yeah.
God, that's so sad.
I've done that.
Hey, guess what? My ding-dong's out. Come find me in the closet. Knock twice. Oh, buddy, good luck.
He's doing a couple times a week. He's doing all right.
Yeah, but it's just still. You just remember, like you said, swinging from the chandelier.
That's not real life. Stop.
But still, you miss it. You still miss it. I mean, I'm not crawling through the ductwork. We're not chasing each other with kielbasa anymore. But emphasis on anymore, because it happened. We played sausage tag.
It is real life for some people.
So for some people, it is. Steve Sadler, I know it's for you. I've met you and your missus. You're both beautiful, and you guys are absolute sexual freaks. Here's a sad one. Joey DePasquale.
Oh, hey. It's the matter? He's not playing with your gabagol?
Why are you going for a knock no more?
What's the matter with your gabagol?
Been with my girlfriend for 8 years and haven't done the do in, take a guess.
A year and a half.
Josh, 8 years. How long has it been since they've hooked up?
9 months.
Mikey Anderson, I ask you.
Ooh.
2 years.
Try three.
Hey. He's not playing with your brajol, Joey.
Hey, what's up with the sausage?
Joey DePasquale. What is?
She's not putting the sauce on your beefaroni.
That's not a real pasta. That's via. We don't have him on the phone, right? I have a lot of questions.
That is Twitter. Yeah, Joey.
He tweeted that out.
Yeah, he tweeted that out. And he Facebooked it. He Facebooked it and he tweeted it. He wants everyone to know. Joey, and you're a soldier too, brother. I'm looking at a photo of you. You're handsome. You're a serviceman. You're a catch. You're the heartbreak kid. You're the heartbreak kid, Joey DePasquale. Why ain't you getting it in? Joey, call the stove, please. Mike, hit him up. Give him the special number. Let's go to one of the ladies here, Tina, Pasadena. Tina and the Dina, what's up?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
How you doing, love?
Hello, Tina.
So I'm actually talking about a relationship that I was in, an 8-year relationship that recently ended. And towards the end of the relationship, it was maybe like once a month, if that, maybe like once every 2 months. Hence probably why we ended up breaking up. But what I've noticed, like, as a woman is typically, like, you kind of have your pick, you know, like, when you want to, you know, get it on. And there were even points when I was like, hey, let's go. And it was just like, oh, I'm tired. I felt like we were an elderly couple.
Oh,
like, my mother and my stepdad probably are getting it on more than my ex and I were.
Oh.
God, yeah.
Was there ever times that you still, you know, wanted the satisfaction of intimacy, but just out of spite, you didn't?
No, not even. I mean, I'm going to be honest. Like, there are some people who are, like, I don't know, kind of more sexual than others, and I'm not really a really sexual being. But my ex kind of was, and so it was weird when there were times when I was like, hey, what's up, you know? And he would just be like, no, I'm, like, tired. I was like, okay, whatever. That's kind of weird, and it's just, I don't know. Again, we broke up, and that's probably
maybe it was your voice.
Oh, there she went.
It was in your voice,
Dina.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. If you want to do it, we can do it. We don't have to do it, but I guess it's your birthday. Hit it.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Sam, Sweet Sam, associate producer Sam, is home alone. Macaulay Culkin style for, I believe, the next 10 days. She's got a stretch of time where her parents have left. She lives there, 22 years old. And she's kind of got an open-door policy with her friends where they're coming by and getting turned up. Now the classic house party when you're a kid that you worried about your parents, you're 16, 17, 18. Once you're 22, is that sort of safe harbor where your parents, they can't really come home and they can't punish you at 22, right?
Yeah,
you
I mean,
punished at 22?
You're a little bit safe. You just don't want to... At that age, you're not running the risk of like getting caught drinking, right?
Because exactly. Who cares? You can legally drink.
It's more or less like you don't want to destroy anything or have anything super catastrophic go wrong.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah, you just had some people over. Okay.
Yeah. We drank. We did a bunch of sex. We ate pizza off of each other's.
Let me ask
bodies.
You this. How many times back in the day was there a house party where it actually kind of mimicked the type of house parties you see in the movies?
Oh God! Like, what was the movie? Project X.
What was the movie with Jennifer Love Hewitt back in the day? What was that movie? There was a decent house party in that movie. What was the Jennifer? Can't Hardly Wait.
Can't Hardly Wait.
Wasn't that the movie?
Is that it? I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't
there
recall
was a pretty decent house party. No, just you know the.
I just remember House Party with Kid and Play. That's the only house party movie I know.
Or the one with Seth Green where he's got the goggles on and he's trying to bang every chick in the world.
What about Superbad?
Superbad. Oh, yeah.
I had a very Superbad-like moment years ago, and it was the one time in my life where I was so scared I thought I might S my pants. Like, I realized why people said that, because the bowels loosened real quick. But we were at a party. I didn't know anybody, and these were a bunch of thugs. My friend took me there. I did not want to be there. It looked like a party out of, what was the new NWA movie? Straight out of Compton. It looked like a party straight out of Compton.
Damn, son.
And a guy comes downstairs and starts screaming, "Who stole my girlfriend's purse?"
Oh.
And looks right at us.
Oh.
And they surrounded us. And I'm like, this is where I die. I die here today.
This is how I die. I get beat to death by a bunch of local gang members because they think I made off with a clutch. How'd you get out?
She found the purse.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Thank God. Fate intervened.
I mean, there were like two or three legendary, you know, parties just growing up that you attended where it's like this whole house is rocking and
yeah.
There's going to be, this house is going to be destroyed tomorrow.
You can't get the stink of weed out of the drywall, no matter how hard you scrub. Well, we talked about Sam's. We talked about house parties coming up on Behind the Curtain. Slight small request, not to give you too much on your plate because you already have a lot on that plate. Can we find some theme music for Sam, please? Wendy used to have some. I'd appreciate some for when she walks in. Because this morning, it's this. Yeah, you got the spot this weekend.
Yeah, I do.
Home Alone.
I do.
Where are your parents?
They are on their way to Florida right now.
For how long?
For a week and a half.
Whoa, so, damn. What's
long
up?
Enough to burn the house down.
Yeah.
What time are we coming over? Let's do this.
At any point. It's an open door policy going on. The best friend's already moved in.
Okay.
So, good to go.
Cool.
Is that the gentleman I saw online? The one guy I looked at one was like, man, you got a handsome buddy.
I don't know who that was.
I pointed him out one time like, yeah, he'd be a big fan of you, Justin.
Yeah. No, he will probably be there later, but this is my girl best friend.
Gotcha.
What kind of house? Big?
It's not super big. It's just a little like Parkville house, if you can picture what I'm talking about. Like, not huge, mm-hmm, two floors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Are you having a party?
You know what?
This like an is official a- party.
Not yet. It's not planned yet. The way Justin's looking at me, it looks like I am, apparently, or he is.
I'll bring all the hooch.
Please do.
What else
it's
do we need?
It's always a party there. Like, it's just a sanctuary at this point.
I'll bring 20 Lido pizzas.
But that's more just like a hangout type, like, you know, come and go as you please. It's just chill on the couch and maybe like get drinking, but is there going to be like an official like blowout? Like, let's do
should
it.
Should I?
I don't. Well, that's what I'm asking you. I never did when I was a kid.
I've never had more than like six people there.
Yeah, and we've all been to the house party.
Oh yeah,
where
hell,
you're just
yeah.
looking around, going, "Oh my god, this house is destroyed.
What have they done?
Why
to the
would
house?
You ever do this? There was a girl named Karen Mead who one time had a party at her house, and I'll never forget. I just go, why would you ever do that?
You screwed this up so badly.
Oh, I remember we had so many parties at my apartment in college, and I woke up one morning and somebody had drawn all over a wall with a Sharpie.
Yeah, but Mike, that's your apartment at college. That's not your parents' house.
I was still pissed off. Trust
no,
me.
Totally different animal.
And somebody
when
dropped
you're destroying your parents' house while they're out of town. That's
well, yeah,
bad.
That's way worse. But somebody knocked over a hookah coal and tried to pick it up as it rolled across the floor. Everywhere it touched on that carpet, completely singed it.
Not the same.
Because you got to make sure that the paintings are square, the liquor cabinet is restocked, the pillows are exactly where mom left them.
The classic move, the mistake that everyone makes is you overclean.
You should see.
You overclean. When your parents come home and the house is too clean.
Yeah, because they know how I live.
They go, wait a minute.
It smells way too good in here right now.
Why is this house so clean?
Can I tell
you? They know
you
had a party.
Can I tell you how I got caught when I was younger? Classic move. Big botch. Dad's got the liquor cabinet. You got the vodkas, the gins, the whiskeys, the rums, what have you. We get into the vodkas. What do?
You replace it with water.
Dad comes home and is like, oh, you refilled the vodka. Pour too much in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't measure how much was in the bottle with like a grease pencil and fill it back up to that line. I poured it like all the way up the neck.
Not suspicious.
The vodka just tastes like someone melted a whole bucket of ice cubes into it. Immediately gets gone.
Quality.
Okay, so what do we want at this house party? What do we need? We got DJ? Mike, you want to spin? Mike Anderson on the Wheels of Steel?
Oh, I love that.
I guess I
could
hook my iPhone up.
Nice.
Download a DJ app.
I guess I could hook my iPhone up.
Mike, the aux cord
Thanks,
DJ.
Mike.
Aux cord DJ. How many people can your parents' place fit?
Oh. 100 people at least.
Oh, at least, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It could.
Okay.
Listeners want in.
Oh, please come on over.
Yeah.
Everybody come over.
What's the address? Don't say it.
I know they'd show up.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Just thinking the other day, too, do kids nowadays seek out parties, even if they don't, like, know whose party it is? Do people still drive around on a Saturday night? Like, where's the party at?
I think they do.
Okay.
The younger ones, like the 18 to 21.
Yeah.
Once you are 21, just go to the bar.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, now 34-year-old Mike Anderson, the idea of going to somebody's party where I know, like, two people is horrifying. Yet at that point in time, it was all you wanted to do. Just be at whatever party was happening.
In Waldorf, we had a tradition. If the party sucked, you just took something. A painting, a book. I know
I like
someone,
that.
They missed a cat at one point, one shoe. If it was garbage, you're leaving there with a toaster.
I respect that.
All right, let's go to the phones. Oh, John is having one this weekend. John of Weston, right off the gate, he's cussing. Take care. There goes John. Let's do another one here. Don in Glen Burnie. Don, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Dude, I was about 20 years old, but it's 1990, and I just started this job, and I threw a hell of a party. We're playing quarters. We're playing thumpers. We got girls topless in the pool.
Wow.
Had a blast.
Wow.
The whole next day, I'm cleaning like a mother. I mean, I'm cleaning left and right. I got bags and bags of beer cans. I'm like 4 miles down the road, dumping them on the side of the road, praying to God, the cops don't roll up on me.
Yeah,
that's... Parents get home. My mom walks up. So how many people do you have at your party?
Oh.
What are you talking about? She's a cop. She goes, you didn't empty any ashtrays.
Oh.
Forgot the ashtrays.
Forgot the ashtrays, stupid.
That's another huge
Probably
problem.
Something.
What do you do with all the trash?
What do? You got to dump it somewhere. You got to take it to your dumpster.
Take it to a dumpster. Yeah, exactly.
You ever stuff I've thrown in this dumpster out here illegally?
Same.
All right, cool. All right, we'll get planning. We'll do food. We'll do music. We'll do the whole thing. We'll lay down some plastic, air mattresses, wavers, penicillin.
Wavers,
man. Mouth guards, ball bands.
Is there anything that is a hard no?
I'm sure there are a lot of hard no's that
I'm asking for you for like your house.
I don't think so.
How about a hard yes?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
It's heavy.
We now take you behind the curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Good batch this week. Random thoughts. Josh Spiegel. The first time, also, if you want to get behind the curtain, this was the first time behind the scenes you ever told me how many you had before you did it.
Well, that is a good behind-the-scenes nugget.
I told you that because I didn't, you know, I didn't know if it were, if it was too few, so that we would run short and wouldn't have anything after the segment. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
People also ask when you do these random thoughts coming up, when do you do them? Do you keep like a notebook? Like
I
think
do.
Of some silly little chestnut, like I've been meaning to say on the air for a long time now, well, butter my ass and call me a biscuit. And I just keep forgetting to. But I have it written down. Do you keep a little journal?
Yeah, I write it down or I type it in my phone and compile a running list. And then I look through them and I try to decide what would be good or not. And then I approach Mike and threaten him and he schedules it.
I wrote one down once too. I farted in my wallet and now I've got gas money. I'm a complete idiot. You should, you know what? We're working with the Alexa app a lot for the Dot, the smart speaker. How great would that a skill to be? Alexa, give me a Josh Spiegel random thought. And it just spits one out. Just one. Because how many have we done? We've done the segment probably a dozen times. We get 15 per. You know, that's a lot of random thoughts. You just have that thing on some, you know, random shuffle, and you could have the thing kind of spit them out.
You know what's kind of, I won't say overshadowed, but kind of crept into your territory, Speaks, is the whole shower thoughts thing.
Oh, there we go.
Which is, it started on Reddit, it was kind of small, and now it's everywhere. You can't escape the shower thoughts. Everyone's got a shower thought.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? Elaborate, Mike.
Well, it started on the subreddit, shower thoughts.
Somebody ripped me off, basically.
But yeah, it's the same kind of just weird musings that people have.
You think subreddits are way more like popular than they really are.
Yeah. No, but it's all over Twitter now.
Your life just revolves around Reddit and subreddits, and I would say that 95% of the population doesn't even know what the hell that is.
Yeah, I think you'd be surprised.
I think you'd be surprised.
Mike, I do have a great one for you, though. r/NSFW cosplay. This is going to be when I break the seal right there.
Oh my god,
man! If you've ever wanted to see a slutty Overwatch character, how are you doing? Hey, as I like to say, hello, nurse. Coming up on Behind the Curtain, Josh Spiegel's random thoughts. It is now time for Josh Spiegel's random thoughts.
Why don't police have checkpoints for babies who drive with fetal alcohol syndrome?
Jesus.
Wow.
Right out of the gate. Right out of the gate. Oh, my God.
Care to explain them thin eyes, sir?
Oh, no.
He's the one who said it.
I'm just piling on.
It's 2018. You don't have to keep potato chips in the freezer anymore. When I pour water into my dog's bowl, I pretend it's my stream. The stream of a man unafraid to pee, standing up.
Oh, drink up, little one.
You've heard of people helping the homeless, but when have the homeless helped us? Just a heads up, if you give me a fist bump to avoid germs, you should know I end fist bumps by licking the other person's fist. Oh. It would probably be easy to come up with a name for a club for people with club feet. Whenever I'm about to say, I'll never forget this moment, I stop myself because I don't want to jinx myself, because if I get dementia, I won't remember the moment. I've never seen one dump truck alone on the road. They're always in herds. I would not accept an invitation for coffee with Tommy Lee Jones. Life must be hell for a wardrobe that's claustrophobic. If I were a baby, I'd abandon myself on a doorstep. I like to go outside at night because it's harder for people to see me.
Yes.
It's true for many of us. Airports never get their temperature right.
72? I think it's 71.
I want to watch This Is Us again, specifically the episode with the house fire, and this time I want to watch while holding a big pail of water, so it's like I can help them, but I choose not to. I just watch the house burn.
What the
When a customer service person finishes helping me and then asks, is there anything else I can help you with? I assume they're sexually propositioning me.
Yeah. Well, now that you mention it. Yeah.
Well, and we're all adults here.
And those are my random thoughts.
Josh Spiegel. Oh, wow.
What did you, did your family keep potato chips in the freezer?
No.
What? Hey.
Did you spend time near a baby?
I'm very confused.
I got two. We got two babies.
A lot of baby.
Two baby comments. Yeah, I know.
Good batch. Good batch.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's all I can think of now is just how horrifically clumsy the dance floor must be at Club Feet. At Club Foot. Welcome to Club Foot.
Get onto the dance floor.
Get off the dance floor! Get off the dance floor and Club Foot!
Oh, yeah. What a good batch there. Mike, any jump out at you?
I'm just trying to figure out what a Club Foot is. Oh, okay, there it is. Oh,
oh, it's a rough go.
I've heard the term a million times.
Not
going to
be kickboxing anytime soon.
Looked it up.
Oh.
Try looking at your face.
Yeah, wow. Wow. You got a club face. Stop. Mike suffers from club face.
So sorry.
I have club penis.
That was me.
Wow, look at that. Oh, man.
Right. Google club feet.
On, that's all babies, too. Can I see an adult with club feet? I don't need to see a toddler in distress.
Like a monkey.
Man, you could, I tell you what, you could pull off some six submissions with a club foot.
Oh.
Wrap that around someone's carotid artery and just squeeze. Jumping jacks have to be a bitch.
Oh, I had to wear that when I was a kid.
What?
Where was that image?
Did you have corrective shoes?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What? The first we're hearing about.
Where the heck was that? Where was that image?
Scott's corrective leg braces?
One of these?
Yeah, the girl on the left.
What?
And is the kid in the middle of a cast on?
No, he's just
same thing.
No, I had I had that.
Really?
So you had clubbed feet.
What does that do?
I don't know if it was. Yeah, that's what I wore.
Well, there's a new club just for you.
Yeah.
Welcome to Club Foot.
Oh, yeah, this is awesome. I finally feel included.
Friday night at Club Foot. You'll be falling all over yourself to get in. Bacon and beer taking place at Club Foot. Kickboxing contest.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
How'd you get that scar? There's a hashtag going around called "And That's How I Got This Scar," and we've got a lot of stories. You'll hear stories coming up. The three big ones I have on my body is the dog bite on my face, crazy ex-girlfriend on my wrist, and the scar on my left eye from where a bottle was thrown at me. There was a time when I was skateboarding a lot. I'd put my hands down on the cement, and I'd shave the pads off of the palms of my hand that I swore would never grow back. Like, they were smooth, and sure enough, they're better these days. Any embarrassing scars on anyone in here that you wish you didn't have? I feel like scars sort of add to your character.
Nah, nothing embarrassing. I can't go through all mine quickly. I had a mole removed on my back. I have a scar there. I sliced my hand open on an ice skate. I have a scar right here on my middle finger where I got stitches. What else? 45 in my chin from a bicycle accident. Another bunch in my chin from a water slide accident. And I think that's it.
Yeah, I'm looking nothing on too me. Major. I'm not seeing nothing much.
Just mere flesh wounds.
I've got a bunch of scar tissue around my thumbs from picking them.
Oh.
Like, it's pretty pronounced at this point.
Let me see.
Right here.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, dude. That goes all the way down to the knuckle. Is that a nervous thing? I think we talked about this, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'll just pick it, like, especially when I was in high school playing sports, I'd look down and my thumb would be bleeding. I'd just be picking away.
It's not embarrassing, but what happens to me, it doesn't happen that much anymore, but I have a scar on my nose over here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have a giant nose. Newsflash, okay? Okay, I'm hideous.
But it's like a, I don't know where it is, like a black blemish. Can you see it?
Yeah, yeah, a little tiny guy. Tiny, tiny guy.
It was from chicken pox when I was a child, I guess, and I scratched off a chicken pox and it left a scar on my nose. But a lot of times people come up to me and be like, oh, you got a little something, on.
And they think it's like a pepper flake.
Yeah, they think it's like a smudge or something, and they try to like wipe it off, and I'm just like, no, I'm just deformed.
Oh, speaking of that, I've got shingles scars from when I had shingles years ago.
Yeah, there you go. That's disgusting.
Same thing, pretty much.
All right, well, you're a
But it's on my
nature.
Penis, so.
Oh, God.
Can I see? Oh, I'd love to see. I'd really like to get right really up. Like, I need to examine, Mike. I'm going to need to examine
that.
Flop
onto the table for us to enjoy.
I'm going to need to get a good close look.
Tweet out a picture at JSS98Rock of your shingles penis. Old Shingles Anderson. We talked to you about how you got that scar on Behind the Curtain.
Oh, God. There's a
hashtag going around called, and that's how I got this scar. And oh yeah, we're all right, let me see. Oh man, Jeez. Oh get them off the screen. Oh yeah, that's not a scar, that's an open facial wound.
I didn't want it to turn into this.
Oh my God, that dude's cheek is split open.
I'm
my man, holy crap,
I'm getting the tinglies. I'm getting the mouth wets. I'm getting the fingertip tingles.
Blood. Oh, there's a lot of exposed meat.
That's not a scar. That's just a facial wound. That's a bad encounter with Jason Voorhees. A scar is the healed result of.
Yes. Well, I guess we're asking how, so that's how.
Okay.
This
isn't good. I got a scar in my inner thigh where a stick pierced my skin in a sledding accident. A wooden stick. Miraculously, the stick did not puncture my snow pants. 10 staples and a 3-inch scar, writes Phil Rads. Oh, God. There's some more here. Our buddy Carp jumped onto the cart of a moving tractor, missed the axle of the cart. My impact broke the locking pin, and the front of the cart came up as I came down. Hit me right in the face, right between the eyebrows.
Dude was using a circular saw to cut down a tree. Well, he had a downed tree in his yard. He didn't have a chainsaw, so he was using a circular saw. It went great until it kicked back and hit him right in the thigh. A circular saw in the thigh! 18 stitches, not bad.
Boss,
I had 45 stitches in my chin.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, if just right here in the room before we jump to a call or two, I've got
Didn't really see it.
I've got the Great Dane scar on my cheek where a gigantic dog just freaked out, jumped up, and bit my face. It wasn't his fault. Poor little fellow was freaked out by the thousands of people touching him all day long. I just happened to draw the unlucky number. Josh, any scars on their body?
Yes. When I was in first grade, somebody on the playground threw a rock at me.
When you were playing kickball.
And
hit you in the head. Right?
Point it out.
It actually wasn't during kickball.
I thought it was kickball.
No. It was we were just on the field, and right over there in the center of the forehead.
Yep.
And actually a group of people escorted me. It was so dramatic. Escorted me to the nurse's office. It was like dozens of people surrounded
me
and laid down in the nurse's office, and eventually had to get stitches. But I did have a headache.
I don't see. I mean, if it's there, it's
you can't
petite.
See that. I see it.
Where is it at?
Right in the middle of his forehead.
I'm looking. I don't see nothing.
Kind of looks just like a crease.
Oh
at this
wait!
Which is good.
About halfway up. Okay, I mean, it's like right there. Okay, it's nice and light, though. It's nothing crazy.
Yeah.
You're not like permanently
barely
disfigured.
Noticeable.
You can only go shopping at night. Look away from me.
What was the kickball story? Well, we'll get into that another time.
Heads up!
Mike's got some teeth marks in his so let's
like
go to the phones.
The scene from Forrest Gump where he gets hit in the head with a rock.
Yeah. Oh, that scene makes me laugh every time. Every time Forrest gets hit in the head with a rock, I slap my knee. Give me a good one to go to. We've only got a couple
let's
moments.
Start with number 6 because it's a little lighter.
Okay, let's start with a light one here. I'm trying to keep the stories brief. Alex, Harford County, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
How are you doing, buddy? How'd you get the scar?
When I was in elementary school, I was climbing over a fence that was flipped upside down so that the spikes were at the top.
Yep.
Chain link fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I I hooked my boy's hammock on it and ripped it.
Oh!
You said that was light, Mike. Did you lie to me? You're like, oh, the first one's light.
Bastard. And you know what? I think my grandfather's house growing up had the chain link fence installed upside down. Any bastard that does that is that's awful.
So a kid can't leap over it lightheartedly, jump the fence?
Yeah, it's got like spikes sticking up at the top.
Oh, you suck. Let's go to... Wow, I'm going to go to line five. Just a description written down is nightmare-inducing. Joe in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy? What happened?
I'm fine. I talked to you guys about a year and a half ago when I was 18. I had a guy slice me with a machete, and that was 300 and some stitches. And then years later, I was working, and a concrete saw jumped out of the wall and shot across my chest, and... That was another 365 staples.
Have you ever seen the Final Destination films where death itself stalks people? Like, you're past your expiration date. Death's coming for you. You need to get underground now.
Justin, I come to see you down Jimmy's one night and showed you.
Did I? I probably just ejected that memory out of my head from the horror.
Yeah.
There's nothing like in the middle of a great time, some guy walking up and going, "Hey, you want to see something real spooky?" Like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's one continuous scar from the backside of my left shoulder all the way down to the right side of my hip.
Of nature.
God, don't ever go out during the daylight hours.
Isn't it amazing that they're able to put these people back together, though?
Yeah, I mean, you got to think, that happens, 100 years ago, they just push your ass in the river.
Done.
They just let you float downstream and hope the catfish pick you apart.